Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
His name is Joe.
Instead of fighting with these people, what I do is I throw stats at them. Let them go with it.
The Adventures of Joe.
But I've actually even got to the point now when somebody starts arguing with me, prove your facts. I go, now.
All right, what do you say, Joe? What do you say to that?
You didn't prove yours. Mine you can find at the CDC or on the FBI website. You need to do your own homework. Because when you spoon feed them, even when you do that, they tell you you're wrong, even though they have nothing to back it up with. Just like AOC. Nothing.
Hey, Joe.
But I've been forgotten, Joe.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Welcome back to another session of Insanity right here on the Joe Messina Show. Pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732. Again, 5563. Get involved, get engaged. Truly be a part of the solution. Not part of the problem, but part of the solution. And I do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. I do appreciate the time that you're spending, again, on the air. In the chat room, being involved, being engaged, and really simply lending your voice, lending your ear, and then lending your voice. Because if you get informed and you get engaged and you talk about it, you talk about it to other people, you can make inroads, you can make a difference, you can make a change. And there's nothing wrong with that. It's a good thing. It's a good thing. I can't do the Joey B. Whisper thing. I've never been good at that. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, truly be part of the solution. And there's enough happening out there. We can all be part of it. Right? I hope. Please. You know, in case you just joined us, I was talking about this earlier. You know, we keep talking about the different laws for different people. We're supposed to be a nation of laws. Nobody's above the law. Not true anymore though. No, really, if you're walking through, if you think about it through, think it through, it's not true anymore. You know, here he is, Joe Biden is doing it again. He's going to defy the Supreme Court in a second attempt to sweep his student loan hand out. Now, here's the thing. A lot of the Republicans won't even fight him on this. You know why they won't fight him? Because it's an election year. They don't want the aggravation. It's so wrong. Do what you know is right. Did you get elected to try to keep getting elected, or did you get elected to do the right thing? That would be the question I would have for you. Now, people familiar with the Wall Street Journal have come out and said, you know, this could be a problem. The administration is going to try to roll out proposed regulations offering sweeping bailouts, you know, this week or next. The president's advisors are going to use this to begin to start canceling waves and waves of student debt. Now, why now? Why not last year? Oh, I know they slapped him down last year, but why didn't he go after them? Why did he just ignore him last year like he's going to do this? Oh, wait a minute. Why? Because it's an election year. He's talking about securing the border. Why? Because it's an election year. The only thing that totally, well, I shouldn't say it blows my mind. The way he's talking negatively about Israel. Because he saw the rejection he got. And some of the more Islamic, in the states where there's a heavier Islamic presence. Right? Then you can see what's going on across the country as far as pro-Palestinian. And I love it. I love these banners where you see gays for Palestinians, for a free Palestine. Really? At a Dearborn, Michigan rally, they were screaming death to America. Here, in this country, on our soil. The one that gives them the rights to speak the way they're speaking. Isn't it amazing? And, you know, here's the thing. You guys constantly make fun of people that love the Second Amendment, that like their guns. It's not a threat to anybody. But what made you think that the guns that we want to are only to protect us from the government? Because some of you joked about the fact, like, oh, yeah, you're going to put down a military guy? Actually, we would never do that. Unless they were coming at us to take away our Second Amendment rights and or our constitutional rights. Right? No. It's for those people that you see now all over the place that are breaking into homes. Right? You know, and here's these people coming to this country, coming up to the southern border, and deciding now they have a right to our taxpayer money. They've never paid a nickel into it. They want us to give them jobs, take those jobs away from Americans, put them up in hotel rooms that they can't afford to stay in, and we're supposed to pay it. Kick vets out of these places. Use the money we're going to use for veterans to... I got to hear. I'd love to hear from a couple of you hardcore, lifelong Democrats and tell me how this works. How is this a good thing, a positive thing, a right thing? I'd love to know. President Biden's initial student loan handout plan, which would have provided up to $20,000 debt relief to borrowers, was rejected last year by the Supreme Court. But it wasn't rejected for any other reason other than the court said from a constitutional basis, the president has no power to do that. No authority to cancel debt. Right? The program would have cost us over $400 billion. Anyway, just amazing. After his first plan was rejected, Biden vowed that he would stop at nothing to find ways to deliver. In other words, I don't care what the Supreme Court says. I don't care what the law is. I'm not going to stop. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Austin Powers always defeats me because he has Joe.
Joe?
Joe. The life force, the essence, the right stuff. What the French call a certain, I don't know what.
We are back. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, truly be part of the solution, not part of the problem, like others are. I was talking about Biden's inability to follow the law. He doesn't care about the law. We both know this, right? And when you look at what they say and what they do, two different things, two totally different things. But the Republicans, they haven't got the spine or the political willpower to decide that they're going to, stop this, go after court again. What I love is, when you know what they call these, they call them grassroots movements, right? And you look at the signs they're holding, they're professionally printed. They're printed the day, you know, he shows up. Or printed before he shows up. Right? They've got T-shirts on, they've got hats. And this doesn't happen in a vacuum. This doesn't happen over nickel and dime donations. Somebody help pay for these. This is not a grassroots movement. U.S. Circuit Judge Edith Jones, writing a three-judge panel, said that career colleges and schools of Texas was likely to succeed in providing the U.S. Department of Education overreached lack of authority under the Higher Education Act. Jones said that the regulations seem to be of a piece with the Biden administration's efforts to sidestep the Supreme Court's ruling, borrowing it from canceling $430 billion in student loan debt. That's the judge. Good for the judge. Look, you can't pick and choose what you want to follow in the law. Now they're going to point and say, well, you guys do it. Okay, so let's both stop together. What do you think? How do you stop this? How do you change this? Right? You got to do something. Somebody has got to do the most work. Somebody's got to do the hard work. Maybe part of it is to go looking through some of these useless degrees they have. Right? The only thing you can do is you're going to go to college, you're going to learn about something, and then you're going to have to go to college to teach it because it doesn't apply to the real world. I mean, seriously. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. You know, I'm sorry, I got to have fun with this. I can't keep it locked up in my head. Joe Biden, his handlers, as far as I'm concerned, in listening and watching what they're doing, they seem to be bent on tearing this country apart financially. Between quote unquote races and groups. Victor Davis Hanson wrote a great piece recently on how the Biden administration and its handlers are so bent on destroying America and how they're doing it. Right? We're going to wipe out a 2,000 mile border. You allow 10 million foreign nationals to enter unlawfully, have no audit, no way of knowing who's here. Right? No way of knowing their background. You nullify all federal immigration laws. You let in toxic drugs that have killed over 100,000 Americans a year. Then you give free support to those millions who broke the law and came in while our vets are sleeping and dying in the streets in this country. Yep. Sounds like the right way to do it. You run up $35 trillion in national debt. You keep adding a trillion to it each 100 days. And then you go after people wishing to cut any part of it. Because there's absolutely no waste in the government budget, is there? None. See, this is where I look at you and say, do you have the guts to step up? You Democrats, do you have the guts to give up something? Do you have the guts to step up and say, look, as an American, we need to fix this? You appease or subsidize enemies like Iran and China. You demonize allies like Israel. You allow terrorists to attack Americans without any kind of response. Right? You make amends to leftist governments for supposedly past toxic American international behavior. You bow down to the UN, to the ICC, to who? You atone for or you apologize for past American neocolonial and imperialistic behavior. Using their terms. Who are you to do that for the American? We didn't hire you. I didn't vote for Biden. But those who did you? Is this what you hired him for? Or did you not hire him for, sweeter nights or tweets? I forgot about that. Yeah, that too. Or did you hire him to strengthen the economy? To make life better and safer? Or did you hire him to go down the road of social justice for the LGBTQ plus IA21, whatever it is. What did you hire him for? What was the reason you put him in office? Other than you were afraid of a Republican being in there. In a multiracial democracy, redefine identity only as one tribal affiliation. So you have to ensure that each identity group rivals the other for victimhood. Look at how many groups that they have. Right? Transgender groups. Black lesbian groups. White lesbian groups. White gay groups. Black gay groups. I mean, we go down a list of all of these groups that they kind of carve out and show you how bad it is. Right? Recalibrate violent crimes is understandable. You hear? It's understandable. We know why you commit the violent crimes. We know why you've killed people. We know why you stole cars, because you feel like you've never had a chance. And you're holding a grudge against that white person because they've held you down all this time. The fact that you punched them in the face and then went on to kill them is understandable. Really? In many, many, many of these cases, they have no bail, same-day release. And this is for repeating violent felons. Right? You've got killers and rapists who ignore their victims. You especially ignore their victims. And especially if they're slain police officers, you can't be bothered. Which is why I do not understand why the police unions, whether you like Republicans or not, whether you like Trump or not, he's the only one that ever stuck up. He's the only one that ever stuck up for you. Did what he needed to do to make sure you guys got the support and the money you needed. It's just amazing. 855 Real Joe. Yeah, I know. I'll calm down. 855-732-5563. Get involved. Get engaged. Go get a drink and come on back.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. President Biden criticizing Donald Trump for his position on abortion. In a statement on Monday, Biden asserted the former president bears responsibility for the overturning of Roe v. Wade and alleged that Trump would endorse a national abortion ban if elected. The statement follows Trump's release of a video where he expressed his belief that abortion laws should be determined by individual states. Millions of Americans traveled to see Monday's solar eclipse. The Federal Highway Administration projected that as many as 5 million people traveled somewhere to secure the optimal viewing spots. California could become the first state in the U.S. to pass a right to disconnect from work law. It would restrict employers from contacting employees during off hours. The proposed bill would mandate that companies better specify employees' compensated hours and prohibit them from expecting employees to respond to calls, texts, or emails outside of that time frame. John Schaefer, USA News.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
So far, this show has been awfully slow.
Except for the one I saw you do last Thursday.
When we were coming over here tonight, I was a little concerned about his driving. The minute he got to the wheel, I was worried. The left rear wheel, he was
I look around the room and I realize now, aside from Clint Eastwood, I'm the biggest name here.
And now, the professor of political incorrectness, the naysayer of nonsense, the cure for Democrat dementia, here's Joe Messina.
There you go. Joe Messina, look, I know, I've been doing this forever. You think I would know by now? Yeah, whatever. Doesn't always work that way. I'm not the sharpest knife in the drawer. Just remember that. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I appreciate the time you're spending with us. Seriously, being involved in the conversation, being involved in the issues that we're dealing with on a daily basis, it's great to have you involved. It's great to have you there. You know, and being involved in helping to move it forward, helping to speak to it, helping to get the information you need to make it better. Right? Okay. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Again, one way for you to get involved. All right. I had a whole bunch of stuff. And I get excited because you guys send me stuff during the break, too. Right? So I get all excited about what you got coming. Oh, that's a great story. We should do that story. And then I forget. Yeah, I know. What can I tell you? It's where my head's up. Where my head is at. But there was something that somebody just sent me a few minutes ago, and I actually touched on it the other day. I should have finished it up the other day, but my God, you know, things are coming at us so fast that it's hard to stay. Yes, it's hard to stay on task, you know? So I don't know if you guys saw this, but Seattle has decided to nix the AP type of programs. Now, the reason behind it is because too many of, you know, black kids, Hispanic kids, don't qualify for the class. All right? Now, it's a gifted and talented program. and it gives kids something to shoot for and work hard for. But their issue is that when kids don't make it, they feel bad. Since when did we believe or think that we can help every child, every person that feel bad, feel better about themselves? That is not my job as a taxpayer. It's not my job as a trustee of a school either. My job is to make sure that every child has the opportunity, right? They have the opportunity. They know. Oh, here we go. They have the opportunity. And they have the resources they need to succeed. There's nothing wrong with that. That's perfect. But it's not what they want. They want a guarantee. And then they go on to say, these kids can't hack it. I'm sorry. That's racist in and of itself, is it not? And the black parents came forward, and they were livid. And I guarantee you they won't be listened to, and I guarantee you that not only will they not be listened to, but they'll be blown off. And when nothing happens, those people will still vote for those school board members. So it's very, very, very hard to feel bad for them. It's very hard to want to help them out because, again, they don't care. 855-ROAD-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged. Be part of the solution, right? So you're part of the conversation. Let me see if I can get this one mom that's speaking up here. Hold on. You gotta hear this. Take a couple of minutes on this one. Because I think it's important that you hear what they're doing. I think it's important that you see it's not who you think it is stopping your kids from succeeding. It's that same group of people that have control of education for the last 50 plus years, maybe even longer.
All right. Okay.
One moment. I just need to reconvene us from recess. There you go. Thank you.
Hello. My name is Malad Mesbahi, and I'm a student at Ingram High School. How does education look today?
I'm sorry, wrong person. Hold on. Here we go. Okay, here's the mom that I was telling you about.
I support ethnic studies in SDS. I also support Amendment 1 to the Board Action Report. It is extremely inequitable to deny the students in Central Seattle and the South End access to a cohort pathway. This is Seattle's most diverse cohort, where the majority, 53% of students, are students of color. This amendment would not take anything away from the high-cap families in the South End and Central Seattle. It would open a gate instead to an opportunity they currently do not have without this amendment. It's an option, not a mandate. I'm not here to uphold the status quo. For too long, the district process of accessing high-cap services has been the equivalent of a secret handshake for those in the know, discriminating against students who are black and brown, English language learners, low income, and twice exceptional, those children who are gifted and have learning disabilities or other disabilities, who are neurodivergent or differently wired.
So it's always about the black and brown, black and brown, black and brown. And yet there's many, many districts, many communities that aren't, you know, in the big Seattle, Los Angeles, you know, San Francisco, Chicago, New York, all right? Many communities in these big cities run by the Democrats where these kids are not getting a fair shake. And they all speak the same language. And they all throw the same money or more money at it. They think that's going to fix it. It doesn't. Not only does it not fix it, there's no alternative to it. There's no real, you know, I always say the same thing. What they do in California on a regular basis, when they can't meet certain standards, they drop them. Yeah, God forbid that maybe we have the teacher or go down a different road to help the kids. We don't want them to feel bad about themselves, so we lower the standards. How does that help? Can you help me out with that? How does that actually help? I mean, it's amazing to me. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. And you've got teachers who are fighting these programs. You've got administrators that are fighting these programs. And it's because, again, they call it the status quo. These kids that get into these programs, they are not all come from rich white families. The majority of them, you can't come from a rich white family. Right? When you're in the middle of downtown Chicago, or you're not going to, let's put it that way. Most of those quote-unquote rich white families, as they like to call them, their kids are in private schools already. They don't have to worry about all this craziness. Right? They're already getting the services they want for their kids. They're already making sure their kids are taught properly. This is how asinine it is. They don't even think through their own thought process on how this comes together. They don't even think that through. It's just amazing to me. And one of these days, we will rise up. One of these days, they'll start taking the control of these schools. They'll take the schools back again, and we'll get back to reading, writing, and arithmetic, make sure every child has the resources they need. Not a leg up, not us feeling sorry for them, but give them the resources or get them the resources they need to succeed in school. God forbid we look at it that way. We're constantly seeking out or trying to seek out the child, the group that is suffering, and make all kinds of changes for them, and usually not for the best. We dumb things down. We think that's going to help them. It's not going to do anything for them. They need to have the same, well, frankly, they need to have the same tough time that most other kids and people have. They need to learn how to work through it. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I never did get to the Petco story. Thanks a lot, guys. You're supposed to remind me. But they're facing investment and credit downgrades, right? The market shares are going down. Not the same like I used to be. We'll talk more about that when we come back. I promise. I'm going to leave it right up front on my screen. I'm Joe Messina. You're listening to the Joe Messina Show. Be back in a few minutes.
Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I've noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from the carpal tunnel syndrome. I will continue to buy product. This formula is very powerful. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure is stabilized. My lower edema has reduced, and lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
The thoughts about to screech at them like the forced laughs of a billion art house movie patrons.
Thus, they travel from world to world, making everyone stupid in order to wipe out all thought in the universe.
My God, they're like flying television.
Baby, baby, it looks like it's going to hell. Baby, baby.
We are back. Come see your host. Always a pleasure. 855 Real Joe. 855-732-5563. Get involved. Get come on. Get involved. Get engaged. Be part of the solution, right? You're not part of the problem. You know how I love to say that. I love that I believe that to be truth. That if you're not paying attention, you're not working it, you're part of the issue. It's really that simple for me. Anyway, all right. Like I said, a lot happening, a lot going on, a lot, let's see, what do we got here? I was talking about Petco. Yes, I can't let this one go again. So Petco is facing downgrades because sales are down and profit and shares are declining. You know, and the S&P Global Rating, Bank of America said that the retailer struggles are likely to continue through the year and possibly into 2025. Does that mean that we're not buying as much? You know, we're not buying as much for our pets. We're letting them go hungry. What do you think? I'm just curious. God, always appreciate the time, again, that you're spending with us here and in the chat room and being part of the... I'm sorry. I'm being I'm being distracted by Joe Biden talking to an Italian family trying to have pizza. And he's looking at it like he's never... Now, listen, I know he's seen it. Right? But he's looking at it like he doesn't know what to do with it. So I can't wait to see that one. All right. We get back to Petco. Yes, I know. No. I'm all over the place, right? So anyhow, S&P Global Ratings last week downgraded the pet retailer's issue credit rating to a B from a B+, and term loan B issue level rating from B+ to B. Now, the recovery rating on his term loan is unchanged. Now, again, they're looking at the expectations that they're going to be flat. Their profitability is going to be flat for the next 12 months. Now, last week, Bank of America also downgraded them. And, again, seeing the way the... Now, this is why I'm reading these stories. I'm looking at these stories over the weeks. Right? And I'm seeing how these stores are closing. We're having trouble with they're not even specialty stores, really. And they're having trouble in sales, in retail sales mostly. And yet I'm being told that the economy is going to do fine. People are going to be able to afford houses. It's going to be good. I don't see it. I've talked to developers and real estate agents, developers of new homes and real estate agents for existing homes. They're not seeing it as great. They're having trouble, too. They're struggling as well. Right? So let's just be honest about it. And that way that we truly can, when you're telling these people, don't worry about it, things are going to get better, and they're running up credit cards, and they're thinking their job is going to get, they're going to raise from their job, or their job, or their company they work for is going to be opening more offices, and they don't. Yeah, that's a little bit of a shock, don't you think? And listen, it isn't just money for your pets, by the way. Yeah. $100 grocery haul in 2009 will cost you over $140 today. That's a 40, but you line them up item by item. That's a 40% more than it cost you in 19. And people are coping or learning how to cope or making changes based on how far their money is taking them. As we used to say, Benjamin H. just ain't what he used to be, right? And in California, it's even worse. No, seriously. Look, so many of you know that my wife takes care of her mom, is a caregiver for her mom, as the saint that she is. Thank God it isn't my mom. But she works hard to take care of the woman. So I do anything we can't have delivered. I go and do the shopping. And I'm not one of those guys that doesn't pay attention to the creep, right? And I'm watching how many bags I get that I put in the trunk that are a heck of a lot more money. Right, seriously, think about it. I'm walking out with less bags for more money. If I walk out with the same stuff, my bank account takes a nosedive. And Joe Biden says everything's fine. Don't worry about it. And now all of a sudden, have you noticed in the last about 10 days, you hear about the stock market getting better, car prices are going down, supply chain starting. All of a sudden, what's happening? Why didn't he do this 3 years ago when he had the opportunity? And by the way, he's still blaming Trump for the border. He's still blaming Trump for the negative economy. And he's still blaming Trump for our negative, relationships in the Middle East and in Europe. The party of non-responsibility strikes again. It's just amazing. Now, some items, such as eggs, right, sports drinks, things like that, they've gone up even more than that. Some of them have increased 60-70%. But just the basics that you need to live, bread, butter, milk, eggs, cheese, all that stuff has gotten pretty expensive. And nobody seems, again, the administration doesn't think it's real. Sharon Felton, 74, of Vermont, told the local news source that she treats grocery shopping days as though she's foraging during an apocalypse. Getting as much food as she can as cheaply as possible. She said chicken is always on sale somewhere. She described how she has managed to keep her fridge stocked while not spending more than she did several years ago. You know, you can buy a lot of stuff coming up on its due date, right? Stuff that doesn't move after one of those holidays. If you got a freezer, I mean, if you can invest in any way, shape, manner, or form in a deep freeze freezer, it's a great way to go. Now, Newsbusters managing editor Curtis Hope, he used to be a regular on this show years ago. He slammed ABC's Good Morning America for ignoring President Joe Biden's economic policy. No mention of Biden, no mention of inflation. They just completely floored and tell people to use the apps, buy in bulk, shop at discount stores instead. It's just amazing. Right? Because it's, you know, and we did. We got suckered into it during the pandemic. I mean, can you deny that? Can you deny the fact that, you know, again, during the pandemic, but yeah, you ordered off of Amazon? Right? You ordered off of Amazon, you ordered off of Walmart, whatever it was online that you could get without leaving the house. It's quite interesting, too, if you think about it. I love this. You know, if you think about it, the, never mind, I'm going to sound like a conspiracy theorist. No, with all these things coming at the same time, hitting us at the same time, there's something up there. I can't think of it the other way. 855 Real Joe, 855. Do I have enough time to play this? No, I don't. Right. That's all right. Whatever. Always appreciate the time you spend with me. Now I'm hearing, this is the most ridiculous thing in history. Now I'm hearing this, that the problem, that gender, benevolent sexism is gender equality, inequality. I'm getting more and more stories that you guys are sending me. Let me see, gender bias, sexism, and science, and the science of cheerleaders. Are we for real? Everything has to do with sexism. Everything has to do with misogyny. Everything has to do... Can we stop? Can we just enjoy the day? We can work through these things if you let us. But if you keep shoving it down our throats is the way the government thinks it should be done, spending all kinds of money to make it happen, and still coming up with nothing, what have they fixed? Somebody just sent me an article that said poor posture is rooted in sexism. How? And you wonder why we stop listening to you. You wonder why some of us just sit there and go, my God, what is wrong with you people? Right? I'm sorry. I get the biggest kick out of these. Anyway, look. Tell your friends, your loved ones, your unloved ones about the show.
Hi, we're just hosting the Biden's Food.
Tell your friends, your loved ones, your unloved ones about, you know, what's happening. Some of them have no clues of what's going on. No, in all sincerity, they have absolutely no clue. Right? They don't know what's going on in the Middle East. They don't know what's going on with food. They don't. When I tell some of my friends out there in on the East Coast how often we lose power here in California, in the area that I live in, they're floored. They actually kind of find it hard to believe. I go, no, check it out yourself. That's why I jokingly say I live in North Venezuela. And the reason I say that is because we lose the internet, we lose the power, we lose all kinds of stuff. Anyway, so I'm going to say to your host, God bless, thanks for being with me. Hope you have a great rest of the day. Come on back tomorrow because I'll be here. Hopefully you'll be here too.